11 o'clock hour of William Tausch.
Which will most likely leave us with a very brief Whoa Nelly and a quick goodbye at the end of the program, since it's already 11:17. Jesse has the clip from LaFleur about targets that I want to get to. I want to get to that, but Matt LaFleur is speaking at the podium at the moment, or just finished up, and Stella's barking at the kittens as well, so I apologize for that. But a couple of things, and my question for you, Tausch, because I'd like to get in and out here quickly so we can get to that LaFleur clip. Matt LaFleur said that Brandon McManus, who kicked yesterday, seems to have come out of it well.
Okay.
My question for you is, what exactly are you expecting from him moving forward?
I expect him to be the guy that he's been. Came in last season and was having, you know, where we had all these troubles. He solidified and turned it around. So obviously he's missed a couple kicks, missed some last week. And you just hope that he's healthy, and you want to make sure you see and believe and feel he is good to go for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw the clip that you guys posted with Blue yesterday saying you can't keep Havrichik. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, this position is too important to, until you know consistently,
mm-hmm.
It's hard. We've seen Brian Gutekunst. He is what's the word I'm looking for? Where you make a decision, it's wrong, and it's wrong, and it's wrong. He's scarred. Like, the kicking position has left him scarred. It hasn't worked. He got lucky that McManus had some issues and was available.
Right.
Or he's out there trying out a new kicker every week. You don't want that. And now you feel like you have two guys you trust, but you don't know if the one guy's going to be able to stay healthy and deliver the goods. That position, there's too many games that come down to kicks. And you better feel like you got it covered. And if that means you can't have a reserve linebacker on your team, or you can keep him out of practice, because I'm going to tell you right now, you put Havrisik up on waivers, somebody's taking.
He's getting claimed, no doubt.
And
yep,
not worth it at this point. Now, I could not have been more crystal clear from the jump. Havrichik has done a great job. Havrisik has done a great job, but McManus is our guy. Mm-hmm. He's done it. He's the guy I want kicking in the playoffs when he's healthy and he's back. And until then, I want old boy as my insurance policy.
So, here's what I think is weird, and I agree with everything you said. By the way, when asked what they're going to do with Lucas, John Havlicek, Havrisik, LaFleur's quote was, I'll let Goody handle that.
Sure.
So again, my question for you is, you had a guy behind you as a backup right tackle, right? Everybody's got backups, not specialists. Is there anything to the psychology of having another kicker on the roster when you have a kicker? And is that a different, I don't want to call them delicate geniuses, but is that a different dynamic than, say, Nate Hobbs, who they have Carrington Valentine behind him, and when Nate Hobbs didn't play well, he got benched?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a guy who's worth keeping, which we agree Havrisik is, why is it that you are reluctant to have two of those guys? Just because it takes up a roster spot that could go to a guy who plays more or plays at all? Or what do you think the reasoning is?
That's the old school thinking is, yeah, there's a need for other spots, and you know, you only need one kicker. So yeah, but I think that you see the importance of that spot, and there are obviously more injuries at other places. But just when someone gets hurt, and if there's any psychological battling that goes on, this isn't two 25-year-olds battling for a spot. This is a established veteran who was paid and knows he is the kicker. But he knows this better than anybody. You don't make kicks, you're done. There's no gray area in that. There's no, oh, we're going to give you room to grow. No, that's what you did with Anders, and it bit you into Tukas. Because your team grew up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
This group is set to win You need a kicker that's going to make winning kicks. And that guy's McManus. But Haversick has earned the right to keep this roster spot until McManus is back kicking regularly, consistently at practice and doing everything that old boy and LaFleur need to see to feel confident so that Goody can go and look at it and say, all right, we're good here. And if it's before the trade deadline, you go and shop him a little bit. If not, you're going to have to let him go, but you're going to have to let him go only if you feel 110% that McManus is cleared through all this quad injury that he's battling.
Well, you want McManus to be best in class, just like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is.
Indeed, and when it comes to your home, the smart play is to trust Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month. Zero interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years. Keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense that is played by Pella Windows. Gina is the Micah Parsons of Pella Windows. You want to stop drafts? You want to be a closer? Gina and their team at Pella gets it done. Don't wait. Schedule a free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We have something interesting from Matt LaFleur and my buddy Jeff from the Wisconsin State Journal unearthed something for me that I'm very excited to share as well. We'll have to find time for both next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Behind the scenes, Jesse Nelson, always a mentor, because he's always looking for other people to do his work for him, mentoring Owen, who is, Jesse, he can't talk, right? He's not clear to speak on the program,
yeah,
is that correct?
This is one of those where he can't talk now, and so I got to speak for him. But he also is a Bradley University alum from the Steiner School of Sports Communication, so he's going to be a good one.
Charlie Steiner?
Yeah, the very one. Yeah.
Wait, is it really named after Charlie Steiner?
Yes, Jason. It's a prestigious school. Yeah.
Wow. Cronkite Steiner. All right. So Jesse and Owen, since they're working in concert, have a clip from Matt LaFleur yesterday, a back and forth between him and Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the concept of targets. And LaFleur, while maybe somewhat playful, also making it clear that he's kind of tired of this topic. We have both the audio and the video version for those of you that are watching on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, courtesy of Packers.com. Tausch, I want to get your reaction to this.
About targets every week. You've had offenses where 10 guys catch the football.
You guys never talk about targets.
Only every other week.
Yeah.
10 guys catch
only
the
every
football.
Other hour.
Cow. You've had offenses where guys catch 10, you know, 10 guys catch passes in a game. You've had offenses where you've had like a go-to guy. What decides what kind of offense that's going to be? Is it depth? What's the deciding?
What would you guys like it to be? That's what I want to know. I want to know what would be ideal in your guys' world to allow us to, you know, not have to answer these questions every week.
I'm not the expert.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's when you have a lot of confidence in everybody, what you do is you try to, first of all, you're always, at least the way we do it, is we're always trying to attack the scheme first and foremost. And then from there, when we decide what plays, you know, draw up well or have answers for whatever it is that we feel like we potentially could face, then you start plugging in the players. And I think it's important when you have a lot of guys that you have a lot of confidence in that you give, you want all those guys to have opportunities or feel like they have it. Some opportunities within the game plan that they get excited about. Now, it's impossible to get all those plays called. So that's where you just you kind of go a little bit off feel. All right, what are they playing versus us? And what's the best way to go attack that? And then it's got to, you got to hit some of these coverages for the ball to go where it's intended to go. If you don't, if they Rolodex or if they do something a little bit different, then the quarterback needs to read out the play, and wherever the ball goes, it goes. And it, so I just want our quarterback to continue to do what he's doing and being the facilitator out there and doing a great job of reading with his feet and getting through progressions. And then the expectation of the receivers and tight ends or running backs is to be in their spot when they're supposed to be there. So
it's worked out pretty well both ways. You have that one guy that you focus on, or if you spread it around, right? When is it in your mind that a guy reaches that level in this league, whether it's with you or another team?
Well, I think every situation is a little bit different. The more guys you have, the more you're going to you want to try to give everybody some touches. So, and I think we're pretty fortunate. I think we're one of the deepest teams, in my opinion, in the league, where we feel like we got a lot of guys that we can get the ball to and that they're going to go make plays.
All right, so Tausch,
first off, that's an awesome ensemble LaFleur's got there.
Like,
I think
look,
that is
his fits.
That's as good of a look. The black sweatshirt with that hat, primo. Like that's an awesome ensemble.
Do you want me to see if I can get you one, or are
yes.
you looking for that?
Yeah, no, okay. Both of those would be fantastic. Yes,
all right, I'll make some inquiries.
There we go.
Because I like the lettering on the hoodie.
That's
too.
Really good.
So
his point, Jason, and I don't know what question you were going to ask, but just initially listening to him talk there. The reason when you guys, you and Wood and everybody else on the beat, when you guys hit a narrative that he wants to kind of stop, that's when you know you're onto something. Because this is a hard thing for him. Matt LaFleur gets it. You want to have every one of your players engaged and feeling like you're a part of it. And it is hard to do when you have guys emerging like they do. So you want to keep a Dontavian Wicks engaged, even though his role, and unfortunately got hurt, his role is starting to slide. When Jaden Reed comes back, that's going to be a tricky thing to work. Trying to keep Savion Williams involved. Because the easy thing and the thing coaches do is it's about when it comes to, you know, when the money's on the line, it comes to players. It's not about, oh, I need to run XY hook or, you know, X banana, whatever the play is with that Gruden noise is. You want to make sure your team, you can keep your team, everybody engaged and understanding their role. He has a hard job here to try and balance that. And then all of a sudden, if you get too pass happy, well, Josh Jacobs is going to be irritated. My old line is going to be a little irritated. How do you – and the answer is don't have empty possessions and be really dang good. Because players are always going to think they should get the ball more. It don't matter. Tucker Kraft could say, I should have got 15 targets.
Right.
But if you're winning and your offense is playing at a high level, you're a jerk and a selfish teammate if you're jumping in on that. And that's why having success – is so dang important on that when you have a stable like he feels he has to try and find touches. It is an incredibly sensitive thing for him because he knows that's going to be one of the top things he needs to manage throughout the course the rest of this season. That's why he tried to snuff that out like Jeff Probst at a whatchamacallit. What is that called, Jesse, at the end? Oh, Jesse's not there. My bad. And Owen can't talk.
Sorry, what?
So, nothing. Immunity cycles, right? Is that what they call those things?
Immunity.
Immunity idols?
Immunity. No, it's when you get your flame snuffed out, what's it called?
Yeah, it's tribal hearings.
Tribal council, the tribe has spoken.
Yeah, go back to mentoring and not listening to the program.
And Jason, he's going to be hypersensitive to snuffing out, but some of these guys' torches are going to get snuffed. That's just how this works.
Well, and that was the quick question I wanted to ask, was just like, I like the fact that he thinks this is important. You heard him say that he wants to make sure everyone's involved. But if there's one thing I see Packers fans criticize him for when it comes to this, is that this ain't Little League. Like, just get the ball to Tucker Kraft and get the ball to, you know, Watson or whoever else they believe, Golden, and enough with the spreading the wealth. And I think he honestly and earnestly believes that this makes them a better offense because it makes them less predictable, because you do have your quarterback throwing to the open guy and he is going through his progressions. And these guys aren't the, as Brian Bulaga brought up yesterday on the show, they're not to the level of the 2011 crew that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated together. But there's some damn good football players in that mix. But to your point, again, I don't think it's fair to suggest that Matthew Golden is disgruntled because he deactivated Instagram. Maybe he just doesn't like Meta. I don't know. But what I would say is that even when you're winning, if you think that guys aren't going to be frustrated with lack of targets because they're just happy because they're winning, you don't live in the real world.
You don't know ball.
Some might
say. You don't know ball.
So there is that undercurrent of that, and he is fighting the good fight on it, but it is a challenge. I just don't see
and
it
Jason,
any other
way. That's why in Green Bay, we've had a lot of great receivers, but the quarterback being a star and understanding all of that and understanding that dynamic is what squelched or at least kept the magma. Because let me tell you something, the wide receiving group, all those great teams, the 2011, all the groups of wideouts, there was a lot of magma bubbling over that volcano, but the quarterback and the success that you have as a team kept that magma from piling out of the volcano, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if it hadn't, you would have seen eruptions. It blew away like like Pompeii and Mount Vesuvius. But I'm telling you, that's how you keep this stuff under wraps. You don't. Every group worth a lick, if they think they're good players, how many – just look around the league. It is constant. A.J. Brown on a world championship team is still
– correct.
Magma. His lava's flying out of that volcano.
He's Mr. Vesuvius.
And I think part of it – and who knows? I don't know their dynamic. But I know the dynamic in the past is you'd have those conversations behind closed doors, but you never let the magma flow over the top, because right, that gets dangerous for everybody else on your team that's living around that volcano.
Yeah. And by the way, they don't have Reed or Wicks right now to also factor in. And both those guys will eventually be healthy as well, theoretically. So it'll be again. I thought Ryan Wood did a fine job asking those questions.
I thought it was great questioning.
Yeah.
Who is the most likely lava popper on this group?
Besides Christian Watson's dad, Wicks or Golden?
Interesting. Okay,
that's who I would guess.
All right.
Romeo's had his moment, and he's obviously had a very good season.
I do wonder if Romeo starts only getting 2-3 touches. I do wonder where his head will be at. He's got a contract year coming. I do wonder.
Wicks isn't practicing, right?
Correct. Neither is Reed, but he was there yesterday.
Trade deadline's next week, right?
Yeah, that's also true.
Oh.
He's got a calf. Tuesday. When we'll also be having our event for Colette and for our big trip at Buck and Honey's.
Yeah, I don't believe Dontavian Wicks is going to get traded. That's what Jesse was trying to imply there. He was saying without saying.
Yeah.
What are you getting for – no offense to Dontavian Wicks. You're not getting – what are you getting if you trade
You're him? Doing one of those 6-7 trades where you
– maybe.
Trade a 7th rounder in Wicks and you get a 6th rounder back.
Yeah, maybe. It would make no sense for Goody to make any. That would be very foolish.
It would be smart, though, if he became a UW. He went to UW Lacrosse.
Okay.
He should become a UW Credit Union member.
Yes, he should, for every stage of life, whether you're a scout, you're a player personnel, or you're the big dog. The GM UW Credit Union is here forever. You probably serving Wisconsin. For over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? Why did I join UW Credit Union? Well, Keep your banking local, member first service, and great perks like early payday. All of that is top notch. But honestly, how do you not love Bucky? Can't say no to that face. If you love Wisconsin like I can't wait to get home. You just can't pay with anything else. Fan will make you do crazy things. This just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
You know how we sometimes say, I got the open?
Yeah.
I got Whoa Nelly, because I'm going to do a dramatic reading of an archived story. Because, you know, I love to read on the radio. I won't read the whole thing, I promise.
What?
But
boy, I was told I was going to be able to give my take on Badger hockey during Whoa Nelly. So that's interesting. Oh,
yeah. I had a whole
plan. Well,
we'll
see if we find time for both. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Nelly, Jesse, do you have any special music that would be appropriate for a dramatic reading of a story from the November 23rd, 2000 edition of the Wisconsin State Journal?
I do. Thanks to Owen being here, I'm a proud graduate of the Steiner School of Sports Communication at Bradley University. We did.
Surprised they haven't renamed it yet.
We had a little extra time with both of us here to put a little something special together for you.
Mark Tauscher never imagined in his wildest high school and college football dreams that he'd ever have to block Reggie White. But if the Minister of Defense and the Carolina Panthers are expecting Tauscher, the Green Bay Packers rookie right tackle, to be intimidated by the NFL's all-time sack king on Monday night, they're going to be quite disappointed. That's capital J journalism there, people. Tauscher wasn't... let me back up here briefly. Tauscher, who went to high school at Auburndale and played college football at the University of Wisconsin, was as excited as any state kid when White came to the Packers as a free agent in 1993 and led them to the Super Bowl in 1996. But Tauscher wasn't fazed by the repeated Reggie questions posed to him Wednesday at his locker, and he didn't sound like he'll be fazed blocking a legend either. Quote, I think you have to go in there and respect him, but you can't fear what he does, Tauscher said. I also enjoy Coors Light and Tito's. No, wait, that's a typo. That's kind of the tough thing going in. You see this guy playing, helping Green Bay do so well in the 90s, and now it's your job to stop him. I think you have to keep that in perspective, that it's your job to do, and you can't get caught up in all of this.
What a great answer there.
Unbelievable.
That's a rookie?
Wow.
That's a rookie saying that? Wow.
Yeah, he was wise beyond his years. When he
no analogies,
spoke.
Though.
Keep going.
Well, he hadn't developed
it. Maybe there's one later.
His analogy game had not been developed yet. I think my favorite was that a handful of your teammates. I'm actually really, this is, if I do say so myself, this is actually a really good story.
Great job, Jason.
Good job by me.
Wow.
Because what I did was, by the way, White did a conference call with us that week. This is my favorite sentence. Although White said he hadn't watched much film on Tauscher yet. By the way, maybe you should have, Reg. Tauscher will spend extra time in the film room this week in preparation, and he's already gotten plenty of advice, including a couple of warnings from Coach Mike Sherman, quarterback Brett Favre, defensive end Bonnie Holiday, and fellow offensive lineman Mike Flanagan. And then I will not read the entirety of it, but they all gave like little pieces of advice that they had for you, Flanagan. There's certain things that piss Reggie off. You don't curse at him, and you don't take the Lord's name in vain. If you don't do that, you'll be all right.
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, that was fun. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
It's a big hockey and volleyball weekend in Madison. Men's and women's hockey both hosting Minnesota this weekend. Ooh. Men's hockey tonight and Saturday. The women's hockey team Friday and Saturday at LeBron Arena. The men are at the Kohl Center hosting Minnesota. Ranked matchups on both fronts. And then, of course, Wisconsin volleyball. The number 11 Wisconsin Badgers playing host to the number 1 ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. The first and only meeting scheduled this year for those two teams in their rivalry series. Tausch, you're a hockey guy. You going to be able to get over to the Kohl Center, LeBron, catch any of the hockey games this weekend?
No, I'm not. And I got to admit, I mean, Wisconsin's women's hockey is the gold standard at the University of Wisconsin. They win championship after championship. Mark Johnson, what he's done, fantastic. These matchups need to be later in the season. You know what, Minnesota coming in October? I want Minnesota coming in January, man. Like, there's a lot going on. You got Halloween. You got all this other stuff. You got the big volleyball tilt with Nebraska on Friday night. I don't want this. I mean, Minnesota-Wisconsin is that is a big boy hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
I want that later in the year, man. You know what? Let Michigan State come in. Notre Dame. Minnesota, Scotty. Especially on the women's end of it, that's prime time, big time stuff. And I'm sure LeBron will sell out because that's a big girl game. Don't love it. Want it later in the year. I do.
I don't know their schedules well enough. Do they play the Gophers at Minnesota later in the year? Is that maybe the scenario
you
that's
can do
unfolding
both.
Here?
Yeah, you can do both.
I will double check. I believe they play twice.
You're not going to double. You're not.
Yes,
gonna
I am going to do it right now.
Fair. No, you won't.
But only one time for the Huskers and the Badgers in the volleyball.
Yeah, only one meeting this year for Wisconsin-Nebraska volleyball.
We're out of time. I'll save my question that I have for tomorrow's volleyball match for tomorrow. But I think it's a good one. So that's a one day ahead tease that you'll have to wait for the payoff tomorrow. Instead, what you get from us is another reminder to play Prize Picks.
Indeed, and it is the best time of the year to be on Prize Picks. You got every sport you could possibly want. Baseball playoffs still going, at least for another night. You got regular season football. You got NBA, you got NHL. You have it all, and it's simple to play, more or less. Pretty simple. On at least 2-player stats, get your picks right, you cash in. Prize Picks offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. And if you want to pick more, Giannis, Steph, Austin Reeves last night with, I think, a 50. He has just been on fire. You have everything you're looking for. They also offer injury reboots. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Join millions of users. Sign up for America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We got to go, but not before Tausch tells us one last time about Coors Light.
Yeah, a lot of Coors Light drank on this trip as well. And whether you're golfing out at Bandon Dunes, you're tailgating, getting ready for the Packers-Panthers, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating the big win, make sure it's a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Only 102 calories, refreshingly cold. Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.